This is Ahmed Ali, and here's your concert billboard for April 21st. That's Tuesday, April 21st. And we will have Jack's Mannequin, Matt Nathanson, and Aaron McCauley at the Hammerstein Ballroom. Soldiers of Jah Army will be at Sullivan Hall in New York City. Asher Roth will be at the Gramercy Theater. And at Stony Brook, we have the university's famed big band in combination featuring Ray Anderson at 8 p.m. at the Stoller Center for the Arts. Wednesday, April 22nd, we'll have an open mic at the Brick House at 8 p.m. in Patchogue. And Copeland, This Providence, Brook Wagoneer, and Paper Route will be at the Crazy Donkey in Farmingdale. Ambrosia will be at the Gramercy Theater. Jack's Mannequin will be at the Fillmore, New York, at Irving Plaza. And Pitbull will be at SOB's at 7 p.m. on 204 Varick Street. On Thursday, April 23rd, we have Simeon Mobile Disco at Studio B. Silverstein will be at the Crazy Donkey. Metal Machine Trio will be at the Blender Theater at Gramercy. And this has been your concert billboard. And for April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And you can contact Scene at WUSB to get your gigs up on the concert billboard. And do support WUSB. We are in Fund Drive right now. And we do not sell you to sponsors. So we need you to support us. Thank you for listening to the concert billboard at WUSB.
And that is WUSB Stony Brook. And yes, we are in fundraising mode. Our phone number is 631-632-9872. Good evening. It's 6:02 on a Tuesday night. It's Emmanuel Goldstein here with an action-packed edition of Off the Wall. Thank you.
Well, hi there. I'm leaving my friend Mike Uhas's house now in Wisconsin, which is, I believe, where I left you last week on this program. This week I'm back. Actually, I don't know I'm back. I'm pretty sure I'm back. But I'm leaving Wisconsin now. I figured I'd just capture some thoughts on the radio. And also, here's an idea. Since I'm back, since I'm in the studio, when you guys call up to pledge for the fundraiser, which is still going on, you'll get me. I'll be there live in the studio, so I won't be talking on the air. I'll be answering the phone, taking your pledge. I don't know if that sweetens a deal for anybody, but hey, 631-632-9872. To recap, basically, I was traveling across two countries last week. I started off, I'm currently listening to XM Radio. It's not an advertisement by any stretch of the imagination, because I happen to think XM is kind of lame. I've never heard it before. In fact, my friend Mike Uhas has Sirius Radio, and the two of them have merged, but there's still two different kinds of receivers and different channels. So I don't know how they're going to sort all that out. But right now I'm listening to a station called Rock at Random. I don't know what that means. They have so many crazy combinations of things. They have five for the 50s. And, yeah, it's two for Tuesday. What a unique concept that is, guys. It's not the Tuesday you're listening to this, by the way. It's the previous Tuesday. So anyway, they have some interesting stations, but it's mostly just rehashes of random music and things like that. One thing I thought was cool, one station, one channel, whatever you call these things, had a basketball game, and if you press the right button, you could see the score of the basketball game as it changed. That was kind of cool. But everything else just seemed very disembodied, you know, like... Okay, here's music from the 50s, and here's a voice saying this is music from the 50s, but never actually getting into the music themselves because they've probably never even heard the music themselves. That's not radio to me. That's just lameness. But in any event, that's got nothing to do with any of this. Currently, I'm on my way to Dayton, Ohio from Wisconsin. And just to quickly recap, I started this whole thing off a week ago Thursday. By driving my smart car up to Montreal from New York because the smart car was due for a maintenance, and the people in Canada know how to do the maintenance. People in the United States don't have the right access code, so you can't do it there. So I drove it up there, then I rented a car over in Montreal, proceeded to drive that car through the most northern route I could find to come down around Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. It was a really interesting trip, so a lot of snow, a lot of desolation, but it was very peaceful and nice and cold and just interesting. Then came the nightmare going across the American border for me yet again. Not going into too much detail, they totally went nuts, tearing apart the car, searching me, asking me all kinds of stupid questions. It took me over an hour to get back into my own country, whereas it took me 10 seconds to get into Canada. Actually, I'm not looking forward to this. I've got two more border crossings to deal with. Well, going back into Canada won't be a problem because I have to return the rental car. Never rented a car in a foreign country, driven it back to my country, and then returned it to their country. But, you know, whatever. And then after that, I'll be going back down to my country again, to their opening, welcoming, loving arms. I'll be with my friend Fred from Canada. We'll be driving in the smart car, so that'll be interesting. You know, I'm going to try to find that border crossing where there is no actual border guard. You know, it's a sort of like an honor crossing. You basically sign your name or something like that and say how many people you are and swear that you're not doing anything illegal. Because I just do not want to deal with these idiots anymore. I'm so sick of it. So anyway, the show tonight's only 45 minutes because we have a lacrosse game, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time with banter. I'd like to say right off the bat, we need more phone calls. We need people to call in, support the radio station, because... this is my road coming up here. I have to turn off onto Route 41. We need phone calls to keep the radio station going, to keep voices of various sorts on the air, and to have your opinion weigh in. I mean, what I'm listening to now is not radio, but you know what you listen to on the actual radio... Oftentimes, it's not radio either. It's just as disembodied, just as impersonal. just as uncaring and just as obsessed with the almighty buck, you know, making money through commercials or whatever. Here at WUSB, we don't do that. We do all kinds of different things instead. And this is one of them, you know, traveling cross-country with a microphone and talking about what's happening, various sites that you might see. That is, believe it or not, alternative. I don't think it should be alternative. I think it should be the mainstream. But it's not. So in order to have a radio station exist where we can do things like this, actually broadcast to people and hear back from them and have studios and have equipment that works, it takes funding, it takes support from our listeners to make that possible. Now, we try to make it as easy as possible for you as well, because we give you something in addition to the radio station back. Right now, tonight, what we're giving you is a signed autographed copy. I guess it's kind of redundant, but yes, a signed and autographed copy of the 2600 book, The Best of 2600. It came out last year. It's about 700 pages in length. And basically what we did was we went through 25 years of 2600 magazine, the Hacker Quarterly, picked the best articles, and with 700 pages of the best articles, there are a lot of good articles. Basically what you have is sort of a history book of how technology has changed, how society has changed. It's really fascinating. And it's really big, too. So that's yours for a pledge of $50, 631-632-9872, autographed by yours truly, Emmanuel Goldstein, and sent to you personally. In addition to that, for that $50 pledge, you will also get all kinds of WUSB paraphernalia, whether it be a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or a coffee mug or a hat or all manner of other things that we have lying around that we'll be happy to send you. We also have other pledge levels. We have pledge levels below $50. We have pledge levels above $50. We have the 90.1 Club. If you pledge $90.10, you'll become part of that club, and you'll get all kinds of additional items as well, in addition to the book. So please, I'm standing by right now. I'm sitting here in the studio not talking because here I am on tape. Well, it's actually, there's no tape involved anywhere. I'm recording to a hard drive and playing back on a CD. But it's the term, the term that matters. Yes, I am on tape today, but I'm sitting waiting for the phone to ring, ready to answer and speak to you personally, take your pledge. And don't be concerned that you're giving me your credit card number. Don't worry. I have my own. And that's, in fact, what the customs people were so interested in the other day. In fact, I have so many credit cards of my own. Oh, boy. 631-632-9872. We do take credit cards. We take checks. We take cash. We take all kinds of ways of payment. The important thing is we need your support. We need to know you're out there. All right, I'm going to move on to another chapter of this saga, one that has not yet happened for me, but one which has already happened for the me of the future. It's kind of hard to explain, but, well, it'll be clear in the next segment. Again, our phone number is 631-632-9872. Please, make that call now. Well, here I am a little bit in the future. But still in the past. It's now Thursday. I've left Dayton, heading towards Cleveland right now, listening to, I'm embarrassed to say, East Street Radio. Yeah, can you believe this? It's an XM channel devoted entirely to Bruce Springsteen and related items. It just never ends, does it? there's a Grateful Dead channel. There isn't a Beatles channel. I'm surprised to find that, but I mean, it's cool if you're into a particular mood, but I'm sorry, folks, it's not radio. It's not the kind of radio you hear on WUSB. It's not the kind of radio you hear driving through various communities, both in the United States and Canada, where you can basically hear the voices of the people who live here and find out things like local traffic conditions and various other items like that. Yeah, I only turn this on occasionally. It's good for some talk radio, perhaps. It's good to maybe hear a news conference or something on CNN. They have Fox News. They've got a channel called Radio Right, I believe it's called. No, it's called America Right. And you can pretty much, I'm going to turn this down a little bit. It's kind of annoying. Yeah, it's pretty much, as you might have expected, just talk radio with a right-wing bent. And but in fact, in all fairness, they do have a channel called America Left, so that's rather interesting as well. And they have I wouldn't call it left-wing radio, but it's at least not right-wing radio. So there is some variety. I don't think there's enough variety. And it's certainly not enough in the way of local presentations. It would be nice if they could maybe spot beam some of this, like they do with local channels on DirecTV and Dish Network, where basically you're in an area and you're getting local channels from that area. Or maybe you could tune into local channels in a different area if you felt like that. And, you know, for all my criticism, I think the technology is really cool. I mean, the reception has been simply amazing from Canada into Wisconsin, into Ohio. I've lost the signal only when I've gone into tunnels or long bridges. Other than that, it's been pretty clear and no problems at all. But again, it's just a question of lack of real content. I mean, music is fine, but, you know, I can provide my own music. That's not too hard to do. I'd rather just hear some different words, different perspectives, different accents, things like that. That's what I think the real potential of radio is all about. Actually, I want to switch to a channel. If you don't, just indulge me for a second. Okay, we're going to switch away from the E Street channel. Where should we go? There's the Grateful Dead channel. Yeah. You know, that must drive you mad after a few hours, I would imagine. Well, you know, this would have been a boon to people traveling cross-country, I guess, in the 70s in their Volkswagen VW buses to have this kind of a channel piping nothing but Grateful Dead material. But let's go over here. This channel. Listen to this.
Loud. Low-class 2. Hamilton, Niagara.
This is called Canada 360. It's a Canadian channel. But right before the hour, they give the weather forecast. And if you need any kind of convincing that there are no humans involved in this, just take a listen to this.
Mainly sunny, 14 degrees today. Sunny, high 16. Tonight, clear, low plus 1. Vancouver, mostly cloudy, 11 degrees today. Periods of rain, high 13. Tonight, periods of rain, low 6.
It's what you need to know when you need to know it. National traffic, weather, and information. This is Canada 360.
Current wait times at the United States-Canadian border.
At the Woodstock Road crossing, delay is 10 minutes for commercial flow when entering Canada. At the Thousand Island Bridge crossing, delay is 10 minutes for commercial flow when entering the United States and 10 minutes when entering Canada. At the Blue Water Bridge crossing, delay is 20 minutes for commercial flow when entering Canada. At the Boundary Bay crossing, delay is 10 minutes for commercial flow when entering Canada.
From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm Leanne Davis.
All right, well, I think that pretty much drives home the point that most of this is really crappy automation. But, you know, how hard would it have been just to get some humans to read that same information? it's something. But yeah, the technology is great. I'd like to be able to see this used in a more people-friendly way and a more regional way as well. Satellite technology is certainly very cool. We make use of it every day. Well, first of all, I hope people are calling up. We're going to give an update as to whether people are actually calling 631-632-9872 and pledging to the radio station. It's very important that you do. But I'd like to emphasize that point by using another bit of technology. Actually, I just discovered that I had this technology in the car. You see, when I get in a car, I just sort of get in and drive. And this particular car, they upgraded me to a full size because they didn't have the one that I ordered. And I was just kind of steamed. I didn't get the GPS I wanted. But there are all these icons everywhere, little buttons to hit and little beeping things. And I'm always getting warned about some potential problem. This is like, it's like that scene in 2001 where Hal gives the wrong information and says that something is about to fail when it actually isn't about to fail. Well, I keep getting these warnings telling me that, well, for instance, I have to check the left front tire pressure, and then I have to check the right rear tire pressure, that there's a potential problem. And I look at the numbers, and yeah, they're way off. Left is 352 kPa, and the right is 272, and in the back it's 272 and 136. And obviously that's all crazy. But when you actually look at the tires, they're fine. So there's obviously a problem with the sensor, and there's no way to tell it that. There's no way to tell the computer that it's wrong, that it's doing something wrong. So I'm just stuck with all these warnings constantly, and it's basically the result of having a high-tech car. It's just high-tech crazy, where too many things are being measured. But one of these icons, actually with the help of my friend Tony in Dayton, who actually sells cars, he was able to say, "Hey, Emmanuel, did you know you had Bluetooth in this car?" I didn't know I had Bluetooth in the car because I didn't go around looking at every single little tiny icon that's hidden all over the place. There must be about 50 of them. It took me 20 minutes to figure out how to adjust the mirror, you know? In my other car, it's just basically a stick you hold and you twirl it. But Bluetooth is cool. Started playing with that. And what we're going to do now, if I can, I paired my cell phone to the car system. And what we're going to do now, assuming this works, and assuming this announcer, let's go to the Grateful Dead channel while he's talking. Nice and peaceful music. I'm actually going to call our friends over at WUSB in Stony Brook. And what's going to happen is the music will be replaced by the sound of the phone ringing. And hopefully, if this works out, we'll be able to talk to our good friend, Brother Bill, who is currently on the air. Now, keep in mind, I'm talking to you on Thursday. You're probably hearing this on Tuesday or sometime beyond. But where we call, Tuesday will not yet have happened. It will still be Thursday. So please keep that in mind. If the people there seem to not be as sophisticated as we are, it's because, well, they haven't lived what we've lived yet. So, all right, keeping all that in mind, let's make this telephone call. And as you can hear, the speaker has gone dead, and soon you'll hear the phone ringing.
USB Radio.
USB Radio, is this Brother Bill?
Yes, it is.
Brother Bill, this is Emmanuel Goldstein. I'm talking to you from my car.
Are you driving?
I'm driving, but I'm actually using Bluetooth for
all
the
right.
First time. Well, actually, I've used it before, but this is the first trip I've ever used Bluetooth on. And actually, if you excuse me, I'm getting off on an exit right now, too, so I don't miss my approach to Cleveland. Now, it's Thursday where you are, right?
What's that?
It's Thursday where you are right now.
Yes, it is.
Okay, you see, it's Tuesday where we are on Off the Wall. Basically, now, are you playing a record right now?
I am.
Okay. I was wondering if you would like to go live on the air so we can both pitch together and basically pitch 2 days at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So I'll be pitching on Thursday on your show, and you'll be pitching on Tuesday on my show.
Right. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So why don't you tell us what you're doing right now? What are you playing a record?
Playing a record.
One of those phonograph records?
It's compact disc.
Okay, I've heard of those. Yeah, very modern. Very, very technology-minded.
Yeah. We're in a high-technology mode. And so basically, I will going to back sell what I played, and then we'll pitch after that.
Okay, sounds good. Give us a time frame here.
I have it's 2 minutes left in this song, and then it'll probably take me 2 minutes to read that thing. Do you want to call back?
No, this is live radio for us, you see.
Okay.
And
hold, then?
We can hold, I suppose, but I have to talk. I have to talk to my listeners.
Are we on right now?
Well, we're on Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday hasn't yet happened for you.
Right.
You're on Tuesday right now. Well, you haven't experienced Tuesday yet.
Tuesday?
Yeah, the thing is, you know, we live a more sophisticated life because we've lived the future. And so
things
have happened that we know about that you do not know about.
That is correct. And I guess the reverse is true, too.
Well, no, not really, because we know what happened on Thursday. And we're not supposed to tell you. Well, yeah, that's true, but we're living, you know, I'm hearing what you're hearing now. You don't know any more about Thursday than I do. Like, for instance, I know Obama is in Mexico today. See, I knew that.
Wow, good.
Yeah.
I did not know that, but I'm kind of in a news blackout over here.
So you don't even know what's going on in the present, let alone the future.
That is correct.
Interesting.
I don't know what happened yesterday.
Oh, wow. You're living in kind of a vacuum then.
We're in a vacuum, and it's pleasurable.
This is fascinating. This is very fascinating. Things we can learn from alien cultures.
Yes, definitely. No doubt about it.
Well, don't let us throw you off too much. We're just going to keep on with our Tuesday show, and why don't you just walk us through whatever it is you're doing next. You can put us on speakerphone if you wish.
Yeah, Yeah, you continue with your Tuesday show, and once again, let me say, please, Tuesday listeners, we should be giving to WUSB during our spring radiothon, and we're going to be discussing that on the air and on the air, if that makes any sense at all.
It actually does make more sense than you realize.
Very good. Absolutely. So you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to, I have about 20 seconds left in this, and I'm going to put you on in 20 seconds.
That sounds exciting, more exciting than I can even handle.
Very good. Hold on a second, and you'll be right on. Hold
all right.
On. Hold on, Tuesday.
This is incredible. Listening for Thursday.
A very special guest on the air with us right now. We have, we're actually speaking to the future, and in a sense, you are speaking to the past. And I'd like to introduce Mr. Emmanuel Goldstein.
Greetings. And yes, let me just explain this because I have the benefit of knowledge of the future. As I am speaking to you from Tuesday, Tuesday to follow, and I'm speaking to you who are still living Thursday of the past. So I'm not saying that makes me more intelligent, I'm just saying that I've lived more than you have. And basically, you're listening to Off the Wall for next Tuesday, but Bill and Bill's audience are hearing voices from another time on Thursday, what they perceive as Thursday. Does that make sense? Did I explain it right?
I think so. So we're listening to High Technology Radio, and we're listening to Off the Wall at the same time, and yet at two different times at the same time.
Yeah, I think the best way to phrase this, if I sound like I'm on the telephone, that means that you're in the past, all right? And if Bill sounds like he's on the telephone, that means that, well, we're in the future as far as your past is concerned, but when you hear this, it will be the present, right? Yeah.
Yes. But, yeah, that works.
Well, Bill, here's the thing that links both the past and the present together. We need people to call the radio station and support the radio station. Otherwise, there will be no future.
That's true. There will be only past if people do not call and support. And I got to tell you, Mr. Goldstein, we're waiting for our debut call here back on Thursday. We're trying to raise some money. And I'm sure you must have gotten a couple of calls by now on Tuesday, which will be this Tuesday coming up.
Let's hope so. Let's hope that our Tuesday calls really pile in to make up for the Thursday calls that don't seem to be coming in right now. Or maybe in the future we can help change the past to make for a better present. 631-632-9872, or you give the other number out, don't you?
No, I do 631-632-WUSB, so I do the phone number and the phone letters.
Okay, good. That's what I do as well. It's good to know we have similarities.
Yes.
So the
listeners, where do the listeners stand in all this past-future stuff?
Well, I think the first thing the listeners need to do when they call is identify which time period they're calling from. If you are calling from the future, mainly next Tuesday, tell us that so that we know that you're listening to that show. However, if you're calling from the past, meaning last Thursday or the Thursday that you might be hearing this on, let us know that too, just so that we can mark down on the paper whether it was a call from the future or the past.
That makes sense to me. So give us a call, pledge your support. You can be part of this time compression expansion experiment here at WUSB Stony Brook, and hopefully it will still be called WUSB Stony Brook coming up this Tuesday. 631-632-9872. We're raising money this afternoon and on Tuesday evening at the same time, at two separate times at the same time. 631-632-9872. Give me a call. Give us a call. Give Emmanuel Goldstein a call.
Yes. Now, you can tell us. I can't. See, I'm forbidden by various contracts from telling you what's happening in the future. However, you can tell me what's happening in the past. You can tell me if you're getting phone calls. I cannot tell you if I am getting phone calls next Tuesday, but you can tell me if you're getting any phone calls last Thursday.
Last Thursday? Well, meaning last Thursday?
Yeah, I'm sorry, because I'm in the future, I keep thinking of you in the past. I'm sorry about that. When I say last Thursday, I mean your current Thursday, the one you're living right now.
No, we haven't. I like to have a certain level of honesty, and we have gotten zero pledges this afternoon, although I must say that the music I have been playing has been incredibly fresh and edgy and fantastic, and personally I find to be very exciting. And we know that the listeners are going to come through for us and call the number 631-632-9872 and pledge their support
for this amazing non-commercial radio station.
Well, Bill, you say we know, as if you have knowledge of the future as well. And let me just caution you that such knowledge is forbidden. You are not allowed to know what happened in the future.
I'm basing it on the past.
Well, you can do that, I suppose. But, see, I know what's going to happen, and we can't change that. What I can do, though, I can try and help the result come about, but I can't actually change the outcome. Does that make sense? I'm sorry if I'm being somewhat mysterious here, but the universe has this way of self-correcting, you see.
That's correct. And, you know, it's another fascinating aspect of this whole thing is that this, in a sense, will be a rebroadcast on Tuesday of Thursday, and yet it'll be the first time it's broadcast on Tuesday.
Now, I know you didn't just say that I air old material, that I rebroadcast things on my program. You didn't say that, did you?
No, I didn't say that.
All right, then.
Did I say that? I don't know, but we have a dilemma, Emmanuel.
I know what the dilemma is. You're getting calls, but you're the person who has to pick up the calls.
That's correct. I am the only one here.
You know, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have told you that. Obviously, the reason I knew that is because I'm in the future, and I knew that already. Okay, well, let me let you go, then, so that you can answer these calls that are coming in.
All right, but let me also encourage the people who are listening on Tuesday to please give a call to WUSB and pledge your support for this crazy radio station, this amazing place of ideas and fantastic things at 631-632-9872. That's 631-632-WUSB.
And let me step in from the future and encourage people of the past on Thursday to call Brother Bill at 631-632-9872. That's 631-632-WUSB. And pledge your support to ensure a better future for WUSB. We have all kinds of really cool things to give you in exchange for that, in addition to a great radio station for many, many years to come. So, Brother Bill, I'll let you get to those phone calls. And please keep the phone calls coming in. And those of you on Tuesday, well, wasn't this fun stepping back into the past? I'm not sure how to end this. This is going to be confusing no matter how we do it.
Well, I'd like to thank the future Emmanuel for calling, and we will catch you on Tuesday.
Yes, and of course, to me, I'm the present Emmanuel thanking the past Bill and thanking him for being there when we talked to him in the past.
You got it, man.
All right, and maybe sometime in the future, we can both hang out.
Well, why don't we just remind my listeners before you go when the future past thing will be happening on Tuesday. I believe it's Tuesday at 6 p.m. for Off the Wall. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's the show that's currently airing. Well, actually, the show that will be airing. Tuesday at 6.
Right.
And Brother Bill, of course, Thursday at 2:30.
That's correct. You got it.
All right.
Emmanuel Goldstein, we wish you safe travels.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for checking in from the future.
I'll check in again sometime in the future.
Very good.
All right.
Take care, man.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. 631-632-9872. Give us a call. We are raising money this afternoon, as you could easily hear.
Don't forget to hang up.
631-632-9872. This is some new stuff from the She Creatures that Spiny Norman just handed to me.
You see, Brother Bill, I can't hang up from the future. You have to hang up from the past.
All right.
Yeah. So I will see you in the future again sometime.
Absolutely.
But you have to terminate the communications. I'm not allowed to do that.
Okay. I say I bid thee a fond adieu.
And to you too as well, sir.
Peace.
Good night. Okay, and just like that, we're back to the Grateful Dead. Okay, let me turn that down. And I want to thank Brother Bill from the past. You know, I just realized too that... I'm talking to you. I haven't yet gotten to Cleveland, and I know that I've already been to Cleveland because I'm in the studio right now, and obviously I had to have gone through Cleveland to get to the studio, so I'm not really sure what happened. So I guess that puts me in the past as well, but not in the same past as Brother Bill. I don't know. I'm going to try to figure all this out. But here's what I'm going to do, all right? I need to actually find out from future Emmanuel, which I guess is present Emmanuel now, how we're doing. And what I'd like to do is just basically... ask Emmanuel, who's there in the radio station, taking phone calls, 631-632-9872. Are we getting a lot of calls, yes or no?
Yeah, we've gotten a couple. It's not bad.
Really?
Yeah. Now, basically, I want to thank Matt from Seattle for calling in, a very generous pledge. But we certainly could use a few more calls, for sure. So definitely call in.
Well, you know, I guess that's better than nothing. But you know, I kind of was hoping that, that the phones would explode. You know, not literally, obviously, but just explode with activity, with lots and lots of people calling in, and you know, basically making me of the future be really kind of. I mean, you sounded a little too calm there. You know, so I think maybe you should be a little busier. I mean, and I don't mean to say that you're not busy enough, that you're not doing your job, but it just seems to me that you shouldn't have time to, you know, to talk to me of the past if you're picking up telephones, right?
I don't want to. I got to answer the phone, okay?
Yeah, maybe that's for the best. Okay, well, here's the thing. Thanks for those people who called in. Please, let's keep the phone lines active. Let's maybe step it up a little bit. That'd be really nice if we could do that. 631-632-9872. That's our telephone number. And we're offering all kinds of cool things tonight, as we've been talking about. We're offering the Best of 2600, the 700-page compendium of hacker stories and documentation and all sorts of things like that from 1984. Not just from 1984, starting in 1984, going all the way up to the end of 2008. Basically, no, I'm sorry, not 2008, because it came out in 2008. That wouldn't be possible, would it? 2007. So, all right. Yeah. 700 pages of that. And it's really, I mean, I learned so much just by reading that, and I helped put it together. But just going through all the articles, it just was an incredible experience seeing all the things that happened since we began that project of 2600 Magazine. So that's yours, that huge 700-page weapon of a book. It's yours. It's autographed by yours truly. And it's reading material for years. It really is. 631-632-9872. In addition to that, for that $50 pledge, you'll also get all kinds of WUSB paraphernalia. It could be a hat, could be a sweatshirt, could be a T-shirt. It's really up to you and I guess me, who you're going to be speaking to. If you call in 631-632-WUSB, we'll sort it out and make sure that you get something that you're happy with in addition to the book. Although, you know, in all honesty, I say this all the time, it really shouldn't be necessary to entice you with all these additional items, because the radio station itself is such a precious commodity, something so unique and different and rare, that personally, I think people should just be calling in just to pledge for that. You can't get something more priceless than that. 631-632-9872. Remember, you can call in and pledge any amount. So those of you feeling really generous, you know, call in and pledge an amount that will make our jaws drop, if you can afford it. You know, we take those credit cards. We take, obviously, checks and cash and things like that as well. The important thing is that this is not a big operation. This is not like one of those NPR stations where basically they can snap their fingers and raise $10,000 in a minute. And we don't have all kinds of underwriting grants and corporate sponsorships and things that masquerade as non-commercial but really aren't. We do so much just... you know, it's kind of like how they fix cars in Cuba. You know, they can't get the parts, so they just sort of slap everything together, and somehow it works. And I think that's really how WUSB exists. Somehow we slap it together, and it works. It works because we have the spirit, because we have the willpower to keep going, and because we have the support of our listeners. You know, all those are vital ingredients. We lose the support of the listeners, and we pretty much lose our soul. We lose our reason for being. So that's why it's so important that in these last few moments before the lacrosse game begins, that we get a ton of calls, a lot of calls. I don't think I'm being overly optimistic by saying that that's not beyond the realm of possibility. Of course we can do this. Of course we can have everybody who's listening right now call up. And obviously that includes you listening live. And if you're listening in the future, and I don't mean, you know, the crazy future of years from now, I mean maybe you're listening to a podcast a couple of hours from now, you can still call up and pledge for other things. But please, if you're listening now, whether you're driving around someplace locally or whether you're listening to us somewhere distant on a computer, or maybe you figured out a way to to get a live internet stream in your car and you're in some other country someplace and you're actually listening to us live and far away while on the road somewhere. Well, we'd love to hear about that for one thing, but we'd really like to get your pledge and to get your help in supporting this place, because without you, we're nothing. 631-632-9872. You know, I've been driving around two countries now for a while. Well, it's kind of hard to say because by the time you're hearing this, it will have been, I think, 10 days or so. And, I of course, I'm back because I'm in the studio now taking phone calls, hopefully. But in doing that, you know, we've done a lot together. We've visited people. We've crossed international borders. We've talked about all kinds of interesting adventures. We even somehow talked to Brother Bill in the past. I don't really want to think about that anymore because I just my brain just can't handle how we were talking to him in the past, and somehow he was talking to us in the future, and we were both on the air at the same time, or not at the same time. You know, I don't want to get into this because it's just it's too confusing. But WUSB is the kind of place where such things do happen, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. And as part of a place of higher learning, namely the State University at Stony Brook, all kinds of things are learned, sometimes by accident. And it's just, it's a marvelous environment. It always has been, just for experimentation and for trying out new things and learning about old things and stuff like that. This radio station has been around, coincidentally, from the first year that I became involved at Stony Brook, when I entered as a freshman. That's the very year that the radio station came on the air. And I really have to say that I've learned more from the radio station than I did from 5 years of college. And yes, I did go for 5 years, and that was an interesting story, too. Basically, WUSB allowed me to hear all kinds of different music, to meet people from all different cultures, to experiment with all sorts of different ways of presenting various features on the radio. And I have to say that almost everything I do now is directly influenced in some way by that creative environment. And you have to think that there are other people out there, people who have not yet even attended the school, or maybe haven't even been born yet, who will benefit from this someday if it is still here. And that's where you come in, because by pledging to us, you can ensure that this radio station continue to exist. It's so important that there be a place for creative minds to experiment and to learn and do things differently and to improve upon what we already have. So many colleges no longer have this. So many places in this country simply have shut down non-commercial radio stations or turned them over to some other entity that doesn't welcome people from either the college or from the community. And that's really sad. But in a way, that makes WUSB all the more precious, all the more worth preserving, because there are just so few places like it, so few places where people will benefit from this creative environment. So you can make a real difference simply by calling 631-632-9872, pledging whatever you can afford, whether it's $10, whether it's $1,000. Everything matters. Everything makes a difference. We managed to get by on a real shoestring budget. It's simply incredible how we're able to do that. And that's kind of inspirational in itself, although it does get frustrating because there are a lot of things that we can't do because of budgetary concerns. Wouldn't it be nice if we could put that behind us and actually get a new board so that we don't always have technical problems that we're complaining about, or get all kinds of telephone equipment so that we can interview people live on the air and take phone calls. There are a lot of things that we're limited from doing, and it all depends on what our budget is, how much money we're able to bring in. That's how we've stayed afloat for so many years, and that's how we're going to continue to stay afloat for the years to come. You make the difference. You can make that phone call and make me happy in the future, in the present, whatever it is. I'm standing by right now in the studio, or I'm on the phone. I'm not sure exactly which. I haven't heard from me in a while, so I'm not really certain what's going on. But in any event, give a call, 631-632-9872. We have to get out of here because the lacrosse people are breathing down our necks. But please give a call, 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. All kinds of pledge categories, the best of 2600 book, WUSB, T-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, hats. It's incredible. The most incredible thing, though, is you, our listener, stepping in and investing in one of the most amazing places around. 631-632-9872. I'll see you next week. Have a good night.